what is one way that a musician can relate to the people? Can he direct his music to people?
Or? You never know what's going to be a hit. I don't care what you, nobody says. Nobody knows what's going to be a hit. Like I made the composed Mood Indigo, and Duke and I, we just made it on the date just to fill the date. And we recorded on the same date tunes we thought was going to be a hit. And Mood Indigo was the biggest hit of all of them. So you never know.
Are you a member of the Pelican Trio?
Yeah. I'll be gone in a few minutes. Going on.
What was the idea of forming the Pelican Trio?
Well, I'm from New Orleans to begin with, in the Pelican State. And there's a dish down in New Orleans that I'm really crazy about, and it's a popular dish. It's called gumbo. Mm-hmm. So I said, why don't I write something about New Orleans, into some kind of dish or something? And so I made a date, and I was fooling around with my horn, and I created a little ditty. I said, oh, that might be something. So I made this little ditty, and I called it Clarinet Gumbo.
I played it last night on the radio show.
Did you? And I made another one called Memoirs of the Bayou. Mm-hmm. And I had another one called Easy on the Ear. And so forth, and I got another one called Wampum. So I had five on that date. So I mean, I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So far, people's beginning to like it. So it may be something, it may not, so who knows? You never know.
Do you use a bass player on those recordings?
Oh, yeah. Not on the trio, though. This is no bass on trio this time. When I recorded it, I had a piano, bass, drums, and I had a trumpet that doubled on the mellophone and things like that.
Was there a reason for not using a bass?
No, not particularly. Just wanted to call it a trio, that's all. And clarinet, piano and drums.